around the number one internet site for irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk programming. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Back Time looks at a big day when big events occurred, making an enormous October 31st. Presidents Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln never looked better than in 1941 when their faces were finished and Mount Rushmore was declared complete. It was 1956 when Rear Admiral G.J. Dufek did two big things. He became the first person to land an airplane at the South Pole and also became the first person to set foot on the South Pole. In 1980, things weren't so big as they were, well, tall, as Julian Knott, in a pressurized cabin, set the world hot air balloon altitude record of 16,806 meters, or about 10 miles high. That's Back Time for October 31st. This is your announcer speaking.
It's Vinnie Penn with your 760, the past 7 days in 60 seconds. Author Missy Chase Lapine, who is suing Jerry Seinfeld's wife Jessica over plagiarizing her cookbook, says she's afraid of Seinfeld because of jokes he's telling about her. Afraid of Jerry Seinfeld? What's the deal? SNL's Amy Poehler and husband Will Arnett have a new baby boy named Archie Arnett. The initials AA in Hollywood. Talk about planning ahead. High School Musical 3 senior year has pulled in almost $50 million. In a related story, Zac Efron signed on for a remake of Kevin Bacon's Footloose. Anyone want to play a game of 6 degrees of who gives a crap? And the idiot of the week, Lindsay Lohan, for getting fired from Ugly Betty, reportedly for not getting along with star America Ferrara. It proves what we all know. America hates Lindsay. I'm Vinnie Penn, and that was your 760.
A stalker totally spaces on why he's in Sandra Oh's garage. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Stalker Jared Hunson believes he must have had a good reason for entering actress Sandra Oh's garage, but right now finds himself at a complete loss. According to Hunson, he is completely blanking on whatever it was he needed to do in the garage to bring him and Oh together for all time.
You know, I'm sure it'll come back to me.
Hunson will try to jog his memory by putting O's nightgown back on and returning to her pantry. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Dresses Up at Work for Halloween.
Mr. Dresses Up at Work for Halloween.
Dressing up for Halloween was fun when we were kids. However, it seems a bit inappropriate for the Vice President of Human Resources to be wearing a purple pimp costume.
But really kind of accurate.
Do you think Mr. Dresses Up at Work for Halloween that the entire accounting department should wear Spice Girl outfits? That is, the all-male accounting department?
A new meaning of scary spice.
A lone officer shouldn't look like a pirate.
Avast! Ye have bad credit!
Arr. So when you see Frankenstein at the fax machine, the werewolf at the water cooler, or the phantom of the photocopier, don't be afraid. It's just the ghoul of the cubicle. Mr. Dresses Up at Work for Halloween. A real American hero.
Mr. Dresses Up at Work for Halloween.
Did you put a cover sheet on your TPS report, Batman?
And now, from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, October 31st.
About time.
It's Halloween. And we have Miss Wonder Woman here in the studio.
It's Wonder Nanny today.
It is. Well, you know what we think about people that dress up for work.
And I gave you my appropriate comment before, which was the middle finger, Sam, darling.
The middle finger. Thank you very much, my dear.
You're welcome.
Yes. So this is a great, great Friday. We got a fun-filled show. And the room is very bright this morning.
Very.
Because we have two beautiful women in here. And we're going to... Well, excuse me. Okay.
Ay-yi-yi.
You see, I keep forgetting about her. Well, it's too bright in the room. Yeah, I can't see.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, of course, we have Tracy Bingham in here this morning.
Hello, I'm so honored to be here.
Yes.
Sam and Susie, I love you guys. You guys are great.
Really? Well, you're like, first of all, stunningly beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. Okay, and
gorgeous.
Yes, the pictures do not do justice to you, really.
Thank you so
really.
Much.
And, yeah, I mean, we're extremely honored. I mean, you're like a big star. Okay. Uh-huh. And you always have
hard.
Been. Yes. I mean, come on, you know, but, so we'll get to all of that, obviously,
okay.
You know, and we'll get to, really what's going on in your life right now. And
great.
I know it's exciting and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. But, let's meet the, friend you brought with you.
It's my sister, Jennifer. One
oh!
of my sisters.
Good morning.
Good morning. Get closer to the mic, please.
Good morning, Sam.
Jennifer.
Good morning, Susan.
Hi, welcome.
Thank
Between the two of them, there's a lot of boobage going on. Here.
Okay.
But, friends in the family.
I'm not counted sure in the does. Boobage. In the boobage department.
Yes, you are. You've got great boobs.
Yeah. Well, but she already knows that, you know. But it's in a different category, let's say.
Yes, definitely a different category.
Oh, please, this is a push-up I have on. We all have push-ups.
No,
yeah.
She's like, no, it's not.
I can't even wear a bra.
Oh, I know. You look great. You're hot.
So,
oh,
so what happened? You had a sister with big boobs, and you said, I got to have some, too?
You know, honestly, we have another
no,
sister.
What? Yeah.
Who's got boobs, and her mom has boobs,
mm-hmm.
and we have four older brothers. Well, actually, one of them passed away last year. But,
aww.
You know, but just, it just, I don't know, boobs.
Just
boobs.
Bingham boobs.
Yes.
Just Bingham boobs.
Yeah.
Like, come up with a line, a new bra line called Bingham boobs.
Yeah.
That would be fabulous. Fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey,
Sam is in heaven.
So
yeah.
What, I'm sorry?
Sam is in heaven right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my God, you know, I'm like trying to keep myself excited under the table. So you both live, around here, right? I mean, this is exciting.
Well,
you're neighbors.
Yeah, well, actually, I have, we have at many places around. I have a home in Beverly Hills, a home in the desert, and we have a home in Martha's Vineyard, but originally from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I used to live right in Studio City. I'm moving back here because I love it.
Really?
Oh, yes, I love it. It's amazing. But yeah, we, no, I just love living in Los Angeles.
Do you really?
I do. I mean, at first I didn't know if I could adapt because it was just not my hometown. But
mm-hmm.
I didn't know
how to
just.
Girl.
Mm. Yeah, we're from the East Coast. I went to high school with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Oh, fun!
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, and yeah, Ben Carr from the Mighty Mighty Boston's and Patrick Ewing from the New York Knicks. And who else? It was
wow, that was a cool school then.
Yeah, and then Vincent. No, Max Casella, who is on Doogie Howser, he played Vinny Delbino.
Oh my gosh, I loved him.
Yeah, now he's on The Sopranos.
Sopranos, yeah.
He plays Benny Fazio. Yeah, he did play Benny. So yeah, I came from school on the East Coast where it's just a lot of action.
It just bred talent.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing.
I guess.
Amazing. So we're going to go back to that and find out why you came and all this stuff. But first, let's focus on what's going on in your life this week. Okay.
This week,
and because I want everybody to go ahead and vote for you while you're here, you know, because I understand this is like the last day, the last minute of what's going on. Tell
this
us about it.
Okay, what's going on right now? I'm doing a show. It's Tracy Bingham. For those who are just tuning in,
mm-hmm.
It's called "Give Me My Reality Show" on Fox Reality Channel, and it's a reality show where there's a bunch of celebrities that are all getting together, competing to win their own reality show.
I see. Oh. So it's a reality show within a reality.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah, and then you win a reality show. And it's like reality shows on crack or something. I don't know.
But
it's on Fox Reality Channel. And it's gotten down to the final three.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you who my competition is right now.
Okay.
It's Cato Kaelin.
Cato Kaelin. And we went over that yesterday, Susie, right?
Yes. I didn't even know who he was. That is why.
Okay, good. Then you don't vote for him. Vote for me.
But I've been watching your show forever. So.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. No, and then it's Cato Kaelin, and then it's Danny Bonaducci's ex-wife Gretchen.
Gretchen. She's been on our station, by the way, before, but not on this show.
Oh,
so you're on the better show.
Oh, of course.
Yes, absolutely. So chances are better you're going to make it.
Yeah, well.
For sure. But, I mean, look, it's like there's no comparison. I mean, you're a huge name compared to them. I mean, they're just like
thank you.
Hangers on, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's what they are.
Well, it's funny because, you know, this show is based on votes, whoever, you know, the public vote, kind of like Dancing with the Stars.
Mm.
And I thought,
right.
Well, if it's public vote, then, I mean, I have international stardom.
Exactly.
And I worked hard for that. And, you know, I'm going to use that tool to sort of win my votes here. Cato Kaelin, you know, great guy. Love him. He's a good show. But, you know, people, he's associated to a double murder.
Yes.
I mean, I love Cato to death. But,
and,
no, I'm sorry.
And,
I mean, I,
no,
with all due respect.
It's absolutely true. I mean, nobody would have known him without it,
but,
you know, before that.
True.
And, you know,
yeah,
and he's known to be like the male bimbo sort of a thing. You know, that was his reputation. And,
well, I mean, yeah, and all due respect, it's just... and everyone deserves to win a show. But I believe my show is called American Sex Symbol, where we're looking
for... Well, I'm voting already.
We're looking for iconic sex symbols around the world. The new Carmen Electra, the new Pamela Anderson, the new Marilyn Monroe. And I'm hosting it. And I'll be on the other side of the camera, and I get to help to find the girls.
Wow.
And if you vote for me, the number's 888. Mm-hmm. It's toll-free, 746-9403. Again, that's 888-746-9403.
And we're going to call from here and vote, because I want to vote for you right here.
Oh, great.
Here. So we'll do that in a few minutes. You know,
I'm going to vote for myself now.
Yes. everybody, you can go to that website where you vote by clicking on Tracy's picture right on the front page.
Exactly.
And you can go there and see the three contestants and everything.
The website is www.foxreality.com.
Right, yes. Right. And Decision 2008, wow. I guess they make it sound important.
No, I know. It's so funny how, you know, everyone, it's just Gretchen and Danny. I'm Danny. Not Danny. No, Gretchen. And sorry, Gretchen. Who cares who they are? It's all about us here right now.
Uh-huh.
But everyone has a great show. But my show is exciting. There's going to be competitions, challenges, eliminations. It's very similar to what I'm doing now.
Right.
But, and I just believe it's a good, you know, avenue for, you know, for this network. It's fun. It's tears and jeers. And
it's sexy.
Women like women, men like women. There's something for everyone. And this is the way the world is right now. We need something fun and lighthearted. And everyone loves to love a beautiful woman. Beautiful women want to be a beautiful woman. And men want to be with the beautiful woman. So
it's all about beautiful women. Yeah.
I want to know what you had to do to get down to this portion of the competition. What did you have to do to beat the other people?
Okay, well, the other competitors were Susan Olsen, who played Cindy Brady.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
AJ Benza, Bobby
God,
Trendy.
AJ Benza.
Bobby
Well,
Trendy
he's an interesting person, you know, but I don't like him. Go ahead.
Ryan Starr from American Idol. Those people all were eliminated because we had challenges, and if you don't pass the challenge, you will be eliminated.
Oh.
And I prevailed, so I'm in the top three, and now they choose one winner on election night. So when we find our new president, you find out who wins.
This is a much more important thing.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, they're definitely. So what kind of challenges? You didn't have to, like, eat pigs' testicles or something. Right?
Like
Fear Factor.
Or roll around in mealworms.
Exactly. Or eat Madagascar roaches. which I've done. I didn't eat anything. I was on Fear Factor.
Oh, really?
And oh, you were on Fear Factor. Well, yes. I guess I was on the right. Okay, so, wow.
So she did eat pig testicles.
Yeah, they had that.
Wait, they were scrumptious.
You ate the pig testicles, but not the hissing cockroaches. I just have to get this straight here.
No, actually, I didn't eat anything. They said, when I signed my contract on the show, they said you don't have to eat anything. But they wanted us to sit in this pod that was like literally 2x2. And they would pour like rats and maggots and all kinds of roaches and animals and all kinds of weird amphibians on me and fill it up to water to the top of this pod where there was no air to breathe. And I bailed out on that because I thought there's no way. But you know, I'm doing this other show, Fox Reality Channel, Give Me My Reality Show, which is a great show for me.
More your speed.
More speed because I'm more in control of it and I get to do, you know, what I really want to do is, aside from act, I get to produce and direct.
Yes, absolutely.
And I get to find the hot babes, you know.
Yes.
But the challenges on the show were all kinds of different things. Like you had to how well you knew fame, how well you knew people, and then, you know, if you were just good, if your project was just good, and if you could sell your judges on why you think your show should work.
Yes.
So it worked so far.
You all pitched the show, your own shows and stuff. Do you know what their shows are about?
Yeah, and actually, if you go on the FoxReality.com network, a website, I'm sorry, you can actually see what everyone else's show was
about.
Yeah,
the show pitch, right.
Yeah, the show pitches.
But you have to, like, listen to it or something, or watch it. But
it's just a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
90 seconds.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll go to it. But first I'm going to call and vote for you. So that's 1-888-746 9403. Oh,
yes.
She's holding the big number for me.
I don't want you to forget because I need.
She wants to win.
Yeah, I need as many votes as possible because whoever gets the most votes wins. And I think, what a shame because I believe my show is better than anyone's right now. And it's going to be a great show on Fox.
But yeah.
The winner, when you get your own show, I get to have all the winners come here and you can meet them all.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All my contestants will come here on the radio.
For voting, watch the results November 4th on Fox Reality Channel.
You just voted for me.
Yeah.
Yay. So
yeah.
Keep doing it. Thank you.
Oh, is that all you have to do, really? Just dial the number.
Just dial the number.
Wow.
It takes seconds.
Yeah. So go ahead. Go to our front page and either click on the link and then go to Tracy Bingham and call the number. You can also do it online, I suppose, or by texting. So it's pretty simple to do. But as you can see, all we did is dial the number and that's all. And the vote is cast. So 1-888-746-9403.
Wait, did you have to push anything to
No. You saw. I just dialed the number and he says, okay.
Just dial it like you're dialing, you know, your best friend's cell phone number.
That's pretty simple. I'm going home after this and just dialing and dialing and dialing. What the heck, you know?
Yeah, that'd be great. Because that's the only way we're going to win on the show. And what a darn shame. But if I have to win the show, so... Okay, everyone vote for me, please.
Yeah,
please.
So we're
with
do
the
it.
Confidence you have, I feel you're going to win.
Oh, Susie,
I really do.
Thank you.
Yeah,
plus she's loving you more.
Yeah, and even when I don't watch the show pitches, I mean, for crying out loud, you're Tracy Bingham.
Compared to Kate or Kaylin,
I mean, come on, you know, Gretchen Bonaducci. I never would have known about her if I hadn't watched that show, the reality show they had, Breaking Bonaducci. You know,
yeah, and it's her show is very similar to that. She's just trying to break out of that and be her own woman. So it's sort of my own woman, hear me roar type of thing.
Yeah.
And Cato's is some news type of program, which kind of been there, done that. And mine's more of an excitement, more entertainment, more fun, more shocking.
Yeah,
you know, the whole formula of reality shows, which I have experience with because I've done.
Yeah.
So vote for me and we can have a great show.
And you're perfect for this, you know? I mean...
You're so articulate.
Oh, thank you.
And I on that note, I have to ask, you don't have the Boston accent.
You know,
You don't say wicked smart.
No, that's funny.
I like make his mark.
Over here. You know what? You know, when I lived in Boston, I never really had the accent. See, I can't even do it now. I'd have to train to do it.
That's a good thing.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's so weird because, you know, when I go back and, you know, east and see my mom, isn't it really heavy?
Yeah.
Yours really is kind of heavy sometimes.
You think? Well, I'm actually living in Connecticut, so I mean, I get teased that I have the Boston accent.
When we're around our friends, I think it comes out more. I love the pantyhose on the whole mic.
Yeah, that's
I know.
That's it doesn't
the
go
popping poof, screen. Poof, yeah, the popping screen. Yeah, I was doing an album with Chris Lamons. I'm actually producing a movie with him and starring as well. And he said, you have to put your hand in front of, a hand width apart. Is that true?
No,
or is that just
no. As you notice, you have to get close. No, it depends on the microphones. It depends on the microphones. Yeah. You see, because when you record for music, it's the sound
it
is a lot. Yeah.
Plosive.
Yes, and the microphones are much more sensitive.
Yeah.
You know, here, if we make them too sensitive, you'll hear everything on the street that's going on, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Thanks for that bit of information.
I mean, you know, you learn about radio as you go along as well. That's amazing. Look, we're already forgetting, but before we booked you, we had a we have a guest who wrote a book. It's an author. And what book is it?
It's called The Bond Code, Dark World of Ian Fleming and James Bond by Philip Gardner.
Now, do you guys like James Bond?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yes, huge Bond
fan. I'm a huge fan as well. Yeah, I love his movies.
So this is totally relevant, you know, because we can talk to him. What he figured, it's sort of a take on the Da Vinci Code, you know, the Bond Code. Yes.
Wow.
Because he claims that Ian Fleming was into the occult and mystical stuff and that, and that he injected a lot of things into his books about James Bond or the James Bond books.
Right.
So let's take a break of about 10 minutes and together we'll talk to him and everything and should be
great.
Awesome. But go ahead and ask her another question so I can dial the number here.
How many years were you on Baywatch?
I was on Baywatch for, what is it, almost 3 years? Four?
Yeah, three.
Yeah,
three,
I mean,
years.
It's just, it's weird because it's still in syndication.
I know.
I can go to anywhere in the country and on the planet and get mobs still from that show. I mean, it's just really weird. I'm just honored to say that I got a chance to work with Pamela Anderson and David Hasselhoff, the original cast. You know, before when she left and the cast, the whole show was changing and they moved to Hawaii. It was Baywatch Hawaii, which was in the original. I consider Baywatch Baywatch with Pamela on it.
Yes.
And if you weren't on the Baywatch with Pamela, because there's a lot of girls, then you were on a Baywatch. Uh-huh. Although, the Baywatch Hawaii show was great, but there's a lot of cast members.
I don't think I ever even watched the Baywatch Hawaii.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't, and then it got canceled. I think Pamela really was the whole staple item of the show, and I'm honored to say that I was the brown version of that. So.
Wow.
It was great. And then I got a chance to do, just if you check out Playboy right now and go to the Grapevine pages, I'm in there promoting the show.
This month's Playboy?
Yes. if you go to the newsstands right now, you can get Playboy, and you can vote for me through Playboy as well.
Really?
And go to, you can go to Playboy
online.
Do we get
to see you naked, too?
Yes, kind of.
Are you serious?
Well, topless.
Susie, let's take a break.
Let's take a break. Let's head down to the newsstand.
There's one right down the street here.
Actually, why don't you call your wife and have her deliver it?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it'd be awesome to talk to you and see you naked at the same time.
No, I got a better idea. Yeah. Call TJ and have him bring it over.
Okay.
Because you know TJ's going to be running into the studio at exactly like 10:55 to meet this one.
Yes.
Sweet. You guys are great. I love you guys.
Thank you. So, wait a minute, but I totally missed out on this thing. Did you say you were on there when Pamela Anderson was?
Yes.
You were?
I was on with Pamela.
Okay. So you were doing the golden days of the series.
Oh, yeah. I traveled everywhere. Wow. And, you know, when I started Baywatch, it was just when Pamela was she just found out she was pregnant with her first child.
Mm.
Oh. So when she came back on set, she timed it so she wasn't showing, but she came back and said, oh, I have to lose, you know, another 10 pounds. Like, are you kidding me? How does anyone get so thin right after they had a baby? And then she had another one. I mean, Pamela's body just does not quit. Scary how perfect she is.
It's in the genes, you know? I mean, wouldn't you think if you got pregnant, it'd be the same thing? I mean, you have like a natural frame that wouldn't get too big.
Oh, well, you know, thank you. I would love to be pregnant, like Susie were saying.
Me too.
We can arrange for that. We have a back room here.
Yeah, so someone can knock me up.
You got to find the right husband.
Yeah.
There,
you know, I'm just so wanting to be a wife and a mom.
Tracy Bingham, it's hard to find a good man.
Well, I mean, I've been engaged for over 5 years.
Are you serious? No, I got to tell you.
And those boobs were just meant to be sucked on.
Oh, God!
Oh, my God. Susie, you even shocked me now.
You were so funny. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
No, you're great. You see, I love your personality because I'm the same way. I'm just trying to be a good girl.
Yeah.
I don't want the FCC to kick me off.
There is no FCC.
Oh,
here.
Good.
No, that's
good.
No, we can say whatever we want. Then we do.
Well, then holy shit.
Yeah,
we can say whatever the hell we want.
Exactly. There's no FCC here.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't have had this job otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, no, that filthy mouth.
Yeah. I resemble that remark.
Yeah. But listen, so I have to apologize because this author, I'm trying to dial the number and I'm looking at it and it looks like a weird number. Now I'm realizing this number is probably in the UK. Probably. And I can't dial out of here to overseas.
Are there too many numbers?
Prepared, yeah, it's like starts with an 01144.
Yeah,
so that's Europe. And I wasn't prepared for this.
I'm sorry if you can't do that?
Well, I don't know, because we only have, I think, a domestic number or something.
I used to be able to call Canada with my Skype.
Yeah, Canada you can, I think. It's included in the thing. But at any rate, I don't know, maybe during the break I'll figure something out. I think if I get like a calling card or something, we'll be able to do that.
I'd love to talk to him. I'm going to have to pick up a copy of this book.
Yeah. I know, this book looks so cool.
You can see that we're totally not prepared here. But for all of you joining us, of course, we have Tracy Bingham and Jennifer, her sister, in the studio. And Jennifer, you're not saying much today. Well, we'll get to you.
I'm behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We don't let
you
anyone just sit there quietly.
Actually, yes. Tracy schooled me. She's like, don't talk.
Oh, no.
I don't believe that.
No, she's hungover.
I am. Sorry. Too much champagne last night.
I guess
night.
If you hang out with me, everyone's hungover, right? Yeah. I'm surprised we're not drinking champagne right now in the morning.
Actually, God damn it, Sam.
Yes?
You should have been prepared for this.
And brought what?
Champagne.
That's true.
The girls want champagne.
Like mimosa or something.
Yes.
Yeah, always.
TJ, get in the car. Bring us some mimosa.
Champagne and Playboy.
There you go. What a way to start the day.
Way
the
morning. I know,
way
right?
to make up right. Happy Halloween.
All right. So, so those of you just joining us, please go to our front page on the website and click on Tracy Bingham's picture, and you will go. This morning.
No, you
go
can.
Ahead.
It's
you,
the
you
boobs. It's the boobs.
It's the boobs.
I'll cover them,
Mama.
Oh my gosh, your girls are so funny. It's 888. Am I yelling?
No.
Okay. 888-746-9403. Or go to foxreally.com or go to the website here for laradio.com.
Yes. LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio.
Right.
LA
you go and you click on the picture.
Yes.
And you get right there. And all you have to do really is if you're not near a computer, although I don't know how you'd listen to us without one. No, but actually, no, we can. You can listen
call from
to us
any phone. Cell phone, right. House phone, hard line, soft line, whatever.
Yes. And the number is
just
1-
we like the hard
888.
Yeah, we do.
1-888-746-9403. And I definitely want to see Tracy get her show.
Thank you.
You know, I don't watch hardly any TV, but I will watch your show.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Because it sounds, because it sounds like a cool show.
Well, it is a cool show and it's fun. It's, you know, it's just, we're looking for iconic sex symbol. And, you know, for me, I think it's fun because when I first started in this business, I didn't try to be the sex thing. I'm not even saying that I am. I mean,
No, you are.
Oh, you're so sweet. I just kind of stumbled upon it and then it stuck. And then I was making great money from it, traveling the world and doing my thing and meeting good people, great people. I mean, athletes, politicians, royalty, everything. And working with some of my favorite, you know, Martin Sheen, Roger Moore, you know, and just having a great time. So I want to be able to give another person that same opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, because
that's awesome. It's
I've been able to pay for mortgages and help families out and take care of charities and give back. And I want someone through my avenue to, it's the boobs.
It's always the boobs. Same opportunity
to have that same ride. So.
Oh, that's so wonderful of you.
Yeah. I just love iconic, beautiful women. And I think Hef does too, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, so
all
why
of
not?
Us do.
Why,
all of us
yeah,
do,
why
yes.
not? It's just pleasure.
Yes.
We all love pleasure, right?
Oh, yeah. Give me pleasure. Yeah. There we go. We needed this one. Because that was such a good point you made.
Somebody take the buttons away from him.
Are we still going?
Of course.
Oh, we're potting.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't know what the hell is going on.
I thought that was rain again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, can we hear that again?
Yeah. You want to hear the applause? Okay. It just didn't come at the right time.
Oh, yay. Okay. I get it now. Okay. And the Oscar goes too.
It does sound
kind of
like rain.
I know.
Yeah. By the way, we had rain last night, huh?
I know.
This morning too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Well, finally
Love
we get
it.
Some
Freshing.
Winter. But you notice, Susie, how the rain here is never hard like it is back east, right?
No.
Oh,
I mean, she
right.
just came back from New York. She said
Did
it was
you?
Pouring there.
It
right?
was stinging my face. I actually love that feeling when your face is just like, ow, ow.
Isn't the best?
Uh-huh.
And here it
it's
barely
torrential.
Drizzles, you know? It's like you're hungry for the rain.
Yeah.
And it barely comes, you know?
And then it stops.
Yeah.
And then the sun comes out. But there's nothing like the East Coast rain.
I know. I always feel so badly when my East Coast family and friends call me and they're just like, "So how's the weather out there?" And I'm always like, "It's still beautiful."
Yeah, so warm.
They're like, "You selfish little brat." They're like, "You know what? You need to like appreciate everything you have over there." Like, because when you come home to New York, I also spent 4 years in Massachusetts.
Did you really?
In Marblehead.
So, oh my, okay.
Marblehead's beautiful.
It isn't it? The King's Rook. Did you ever eat there?
Yes.
I got dumped there at the King's Rook.
No.
Yeah. I was dating some loser guy and he...
You got dumped?
Well,
I can't imagine anybody would dump you.
I was in high school. And,
you're so
sweet. And we had a wonderful dinner and then he took me to a bench about the ocean there.
Uh-huh.
And he broke up with me, the idiot. But he's a loser. That motherfucker.
Obviously, if
he
broke up with
And now he's eating his
you.
Words right now.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't doing shit with his life.
Yeah. Isn't it?
That's what I love about the radio. I get back at, like, everyone who ever did anything wrong to me, and I'm just like, sucka.
Yeah.
Like, the whole world's listening now.
No, it's true. It's sort of like that whole thing where for instance, I wasn't teased in high school, but I was kind of, you know, laughed at.
Yeah.
For
well,
what?
You kept it around because I want to go actually to the beginning and move forward and we're like in high school already. So, that's what I want to do is I want to go back and find out who Tracy really is.
Oh,
how's that?
Well, okay, who I really am.
No, but we're not going to do it right now.
I just
said that that's what we're going to do.
Okay, good.
Okay, you want to take a little break?
Absolutely.
Okay. Susie, let's take a break. I have a little Halloween song here, Frankenstein, and we'll be back right after this.
Horrified our guest.
What did you do?
You know how this microphone over here kind of looks like a long, thin penis?
Yeah. A phallic symbol here.
A phallic symbol.
Unless, you're right, it looks like a penis.
Well, her lips are so beautiful, and it's like they were just made for doing something, and so I had to...
I love it. This is great.
Well, describe what you were doing, because nobody can see.
You describe.
She was sort of moving this...
The microphone.
Microphone
in and out.
Yeah. Near my mouth.
Doing crazy.
No, she's just got such gorgeous lips.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. Yeah. Thank you. So do you. This is
nowhere,
best.
Nowhere near as full as yours.
Oh, you know what? I have this. It's that new lip liner from. She's laughing. We were at Sephora. And
my
we
favorite
got,
place in the world.
Is it? It's like the one stop beauty shop. You get everything. Yeah, and we got the Lip Fusion. It's the lip liner, the lip plumping lip liner. Mm-hmm. And it makes your lips full. Do you have it?
Hold on, I might.
It's not the gloss. It's the but it's that one. But it's the lip liner.
Ooh, I don't have the lip liner.
Yeah, it has the lip plumping formula inside of the lip liner.
So it really plumps and makes the noise.
It plumps your lips.
It plumps your lips and it kind of stings a little bit, but it makes them just kind of like.
Like
really?
Bee stung, yeah. Like yes. Like dick. Oh, sorry.
Dick sucking lips. Sucking lips.
Sorry. Oh my gosh.
Don't apologize.
Except
oh.
You know, all these women doing the collagen thing and stuff. I don't like it. You know, I mean,
it looks like
they've been punched in the
yeah butterfly
mouth.
Shrimp.
Yeah. Right.
Butterfly shrimp.
Oh
right.
No.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, I think people these days are sort of. Yeah, I don't know, just going more to the natural look mm-hmm. these days, I think.
Yes.
You know, I know a lot of plastic surgeons are taking out breast implants because women want to have a more natural look or go back to what they had.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can tell you this, and we've discussed it many times before, is that the men I know, including myself, we like natural.
Yeah,
you know?
I think sexually speaking, I think it probably feels better.
Oh, yeah,
for both.
It does. It does, you know. I mean, sometimes, you know, it looks nice and everything, but...
I mean, who wants to really grab a bag?
Yeah.
Grab
I mean, it looks good, but, yeah. You know, when you're, I mean, I don't know, it's preference. You yeah. like what you like. Some men like the hard stuff.
Yeah.
The hard boobs. What are we talking about? I'm sorry.
We're
see, it goes
about
back
boob
to
jobs.
The boobs.
Yeah.
And funny how we never talk about pec implants, because there are men that have pec implants and cap implants.
Ew.
I know, is that gross?
Yeah, it is
That's
pretty
just
gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
See, it goes both ways. We women like to feel the natural part of a man's body,
right.
too.
Right. Well, how many of those do you have that get those implants?
Yeah. Actually, my sister. Wait, those implants?
Yes, those.
My sister is a doctor, and when she was when she was in med school, she got her first cadaver. And you have this cadaver for like a long time, so you have to build like a relationship with him. And so she named
like
him
you're
Fred.
Dating it.
Exactly. So she named him Fred, and he was like a 90-year-old man.
Really?
And then they got to like figure out the cause of death and everything else. But Fred, it turns out, had a penile implant.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
In this 90-year-old man.
You're kidding.
No, my sister was at a heart attack like, looking at it. And she's like, oh my God.
Oh, it was as a cadaver with a penile, 90-year-old penis
yes,
and
yep.
penile implant.
He must have been a porn star or something.
Oh my, can you imagine?
I can't imagine. I think it would be disgusting.
Wow.
But fascinating. I kind of want to see one.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm interested now.
Like, is it always hard, I wonder? You know, what? Or is it constantly just like,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, Sam, would you know anything about this?
Well, how would I know?
Come on,
just because I have a penis doesn't mean I know what the hell's going on.
Well, a lot of men think that men think that the penis is a muscle.
It isn't
yeah,
it?
It's not a muscle.
Is it?
Well, what is it?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Let's ask.
It is a muscle.
Is it a bone or is it a muscle?
No, it's not a bone.
Okay,
a bone
so
wouldn't
then how
be able to get...
So because of blood flow, it turns into a muscle?
Into a monster, yes.
Okay, because some men don't have the clarification on that. Like, some women don't know the anatomy of the vagina.
Mm.
They don't know.
Yeah.
My sister's looking at me like I'm insane right now.
It should actually be called the vulva.
Yeah.
If we're going to be, you know, correct here.
Right.
The vulva?
The vulva.
Yeah, you never heard of that?
Oh, yeah. I have heard of the vulva.
I like the word vulva. It sounds
the vagina,
better.
The vulva is like the entire thing.
Right.
The vulva is, or the vagina is just like the very, like the inside.
The uterus, the mons and all that.
The mons.
Yeah.
How did this turn into a biology lesson?
I know, you know, it's...
Oh, no.
Well, speaking of hard things in your body, I actually...
You are welcome back any day, girl.
Loving you. I actually have a secret to tell. I have a titanium rod in my left leg.
A titanium rod?
Yeah, from my knee to my ankle. Because I was at the Playboy Mansion last year. I was hosting for the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation, raising tons of money for the cause, and... I fell off the stage.
Oh my God.
I did, and I spent 5 days at UCLA Medical Center at the best doctors. And
honey.
Yeah, so I had a spiral fracture in my leg.
Jeez.
And no one really knows. Well, no one knows it. I mean, well, some people know.
Yeah. Do you have a scar or anything from it?
I have a tiny little scar for the incisions when they had to put it in there. But, you know, I have a bionic leg.
Yes.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. So, but, and so for all those people out there who have, you know, titanium plates or screws or rods in their body, it's to support
your bone.
You're not alone. You're not alone.
Yeah. So what happens when you go through the metal detector? Does it...
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing at all.
Wow.
And when I die, I will die with this in my leg unless I take it out.
Maybe because it is titanium.
What happens
maybe
if you're cremated?
Maybe it doesn't pick it up, you know?
If I'm cremated, it has to come out.
Mm.
Just like if you have breast implants, you have to take it out. Like
before you're cremated?
Yeah, because it's like it's rubber, it's silicone, or it'll burn whatever. So anyone who's got that, you know, the 90-year-old cadaver guy, what is the penile implant made out of? I guess he didn't
have
to.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think you pump it or something. I think that's what it is. They put like a little tube in there and you pump it.
You know about that, huh?
I've heard about this a long time. Well, okay. All right, I've got one.
He just smarted a little
blood
bit.
Flow in, huh? Yeah.
But no, going back to that thing, I think the word vagina is like really, like, it doesn't describe it, you know? I mean, vulva is cool. It sounds like sort of a neurotic word, but vagina sounds like angina or something, you know? I don't know, but...
I just go with pussy.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. There you go.
I'm straight a pussy girl.
Is it? Do you always have this much fun?
Yeah.
With the subject?
But
this
when,
is funny.
Yeah, but when someone comes in like you, definitely we have more fun.
It really, you know? It really helps when I'm not the only one. Because Sam's usually sitting over there like I told this story in my biology class the other day. We were talking about the various kinds of... like skin cream, like collagen stuff that you could put on your face. And my professor's like, oh, that's bullshit. And then this other girl was like, you know, there's this cream where you can put baby's foreskins on your face.
And then I heard of that.
I know. It's super expensive. It's supposed to be really like rejuvenating or whatever. And
yeah,
then,
well, think how many penises you have to go through just to get
it. I know. But Tracy, then this other girl was like, so I saw this Nip Tuck and like they said that you can put the sperm on your face.
Yeah, I saw that episode.
And so my professor was like, well, biologically speaking, you know, the sperm has an acrosome at the tip, and you know, technically it's supposed to eat through the coating on the egg, so maybe it would eat the dead skin cells on your face.
Yeah.
And so I asked him, I was like, Professor, does that mean my boyfriend should come on my face?
Well, that's the best kind of mask to have, I think, don't you think?
Exactly.
That's, you know,
it's got such
whatever works.
It's got such restorative properties. I mean, seriously, it's just it's just amazing.
It's also known as bukkake. You know that, right?
What's that mean?
Bukkake.
Yeah, it's a Japanese term, but it's.
I thought it was a Jewish term.
No. No, this is Japanese, and people into sex know about this, Susie.
Oh, okay. I didn't learn.
No, I guess
you
have to be into
I'm
porn,
still a youngin.
So. Yeah. But bukkake is Japanese movies where they put a girl, she lies down, and then there's like a whole circle of guys,
right,
and they all masturbate
the
and come on her face.
The whole circle jerk thing.
Yeah,
call
so you
it,
can
right?
imagine
circle
like
jerk.
So what do we get?
What do you mean?
We get fresh face or fresh clean skin.
I mean, we get that, but what?
What does a girl get out of this? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, like. Well, they do that to us. What?
Yeah.
It's not like there's a bunch of women standing around a bunch of men.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Japanese are very condescending to women.
Yeah.
I mean, very, very.
It's like the female castration thing. It's all generated because of pleasure for men, isn't it?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
How controlling.
Oh, yeah.
It's awful.
Oh, yeah.
It
and
is.
Religion has always been about controlling people, especially women.
It's just not fair.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Well, so with my show, American Sex Symbol, you know, we, you know,
that's
the
right.
Women have the power.
We have the power.
We
here.
Have the men. Yay. By the balls.
There
yes,
you
we
go.
Do.
Yeah. You definitely do. Okay, so we're going to call and vote for Tracy yet once again. Okay, so bear with us here.
Love you guys.
And it's 1-888-746-9403. Of course, Tracy Bingham.
What the result, November 4th on
you
Fox
again.
So it's November 4th already, huh? Which is Wednesday, right?
Election
Tuesday.
Evening.
I'm sorry,
yep.
Tuesday. Election
night, we'll find out. But the polls are closing on midnight this Saturday. So you have to keep voting as many times as you can until this Saturday at midnight. Mm. Because okay. Once they gets the votes, they're going to tally and see who wins the show. And you find out on election night,
yeah.
As well as the president.
Oh, wow.
New president.
There you go.
I can't believe that's so soon already.
I know. Yeah. We were just talking in the car today. We were saying how this year flew by. It's already the holidays.
Yes.
You know, and then we just had the holidays, it seems like, doesn't it?
Yeah. It really does, yeah.
Are you guys both going back east for the holidays?
I believe so. I just feel Christmas and, you know, New Year's and Thanksgiving. I've done it here on the West Coast, but I just think it's family, and all my family's, most of my family's back east, so.
I'm the same way. It's like,
the
what?
Snow, when they're
you gotta go back and have the cold and the snow and the fireplaces.
Yeah, the fireplaces. And of course the booze. No.
Of course. I get liquored up before I get to my family. And route.
Now, I used to spend holidays in Iowa, and there was just, I just love the Midwest.
Aww.
In Ames, Iowa.
Why in Iowa?
Well, because I was once married there. I was married there, yes. And I had all my Baywatch girls in my wedding. And my ex-husband and I were just... I couldn't get away. It was just no place better to be than in the cold Midwest.
Than
Iowa. Seriously, I wanted to live in Iowa. I'm just... I just have a small town heart where I just love that whole... You know, the real normal families and just... life, family,
and if you're here, is that for the career mainly?
Well, you know, it's turning into, I work a lot here in Los Angeles.
Do you really?
But you know, it's starting to feel like I want more of me. I want to do the whole family thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll always work, I'll have my job, but our biological clocks are ticking, and you know, our eggs will dry up. We have to do it soon, we mm-hmm. women, right? So I'm looking to do that now.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at right now. I kind of want to...
Would you take a break from your career to raise kids?
Well, I wouldn't really take a break, but I mean, I guess the first year I would take time off because I want to get a chance to bond with my child.
Oh, yeah.
If and whenever I have one. Yeah. But...
If you need a nanny.
Yeah, of course. See?
I'm wondering.
Okay,
I'm
another reason why it's good to be here.
And like
exactly.
I said, if you
Because I don't really trust a lot of people, but it seems like you're someone I definitely could trust.
Yeah. I have raised many, many, many kids in my
life.
Yeah, that's
great. And you seem like a lot of fun, too. Yeah. And you're very knowledgeable, and you're beautiful, and you love kids. And
that's why I'm Wonder Nanny. Actually,
I love that.
One of the kids I've raised for 4 years, actually, his parents sent him out to spend a spring break with me. He's from Massachusetts as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was a 13-year-old boy now, and he came out to spend spring break with me here. And I was like, let's go to Six Flags, and he won me this cape playing whack-a-mole.
Our nephew has that game.
And he gave it to me, and he's like, you're a wonder nanny, Susie. He's like, thank you for being you. And I was just like, oh my God, I love you.
That is so sweet. That really is. I love children.
I know, me too.
So you see, you come in here and you get the whole package. You get a nanny and a sperm donor, too. You know? So you get the whole package.
Exactly. You get everything.
And you're going to win your reality show because we're going to push you over the top of the boats.
I would love that. You guys, really, voting for me, I can't believe it's for, unanimous vote.
I just wish you came here like a week or two ago and we could really promote this every day.
Yeah, every day.
And you came in the last minute now,
I know.
And we're all,
But, you guys are so incredible at what you do. I figured if I came in a second before, I'd still have more votes because of you, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that works, too.
That was a compliment.
It is. We're taking it as
such. We are kind of a big deal.
You are.
We've got, fans in Finland and Argentina and, all over the world.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, you're definitely now both friends of the station, so you can come in here whenever you want,
Yay.
And next time, Jennifer, we will have some champagne or something
to keep it going.
Some booze for you.
Poor Jennifer.
So let's go a little bit back to Massachusetts. Yes, when you were born, and so you.
I imagined her as a baby, just being born with these big boobs.
Actually,
I mean, I always had really long arms and really long fingers. I used to get teased. I did get teased. I got teased because my fingers are really long. My legs are long, and I have long toes.
Mm.
But now I'm making money off my long toes. So screw you, people out there who
there you go.
Made fun of me.
Yeah,
laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm about 5'7".
5'7".
But with big hair and big heels, I'd say 5'9".
Big hair and big heels.
No, that's
the stilettos. Don't you love the stilettos?
Yes.
You
have a closet full, Jen.
Oh, absolutely.
She has three closets. She has two in her mouth. No, of clothing and shoes.
Oh, clothing.
Must be nice.
Yeah, two downstairs. She has a huge house. Yeah, two closets downstairs in her master bedroom suite. And then upstairs, she has another full closet. It's bigger than it's like these two rooms here.
Wow.
Wow. And your place is 3 times the size of mine.
It's all relative.
But you know when, yes. You know when you shop, you know, and you hang it up. And you're like, I'll wear that on a rainy day. I'll wear it for this occasion. And then you never wear it.
Yes.
I stopped doing that. So now when I buy something, I wear it.
You know what? I just moved, and I just did the exact same thing. I mean, I actually have storage units of clothes in New York, Massachusetts, Colorado, and Vancouver.
Oh, really? Like,
all across North America.
Yeah.
And so when I moved from my Venice apartment to my Bel Air house now, I was like, you know what, Susie? I was like, you need to get rid of all the shit that you don't wear. I mean, it's like, if I lose 10 pounds, I'll fit into that. If I gain 10 pounds, I'll fit into that. And so I gave away 20 bags of like designer clothes to all of my girlfriends.
Good for you.
We had a bitch and swap party.
Love it.
You totally should have like your friends come over.
And I love it. Bitch and swap.
If people start fighting, if two of your best friends start fighting over the same thing, then you say, cut the shit, stop. And then you take the outfit and you say, you try it on. And then you kind of like rate the person. And then the next person tries it on. And whoever wins gets to keep the outfit.
Perfect. Nice. We have to start doing that.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. It's so much
fun.
That's
a good idea.
And then you just get drunk and you're running around in your underwear and like, you know, guys are wishing that they could be flies on the wall.
No, that's a reality show right there. We should pair up into a reality show.
Absolutely.
On the bitch, it's called
Bitch and Swap.
Bitch and Swap.
That's awesome.
That's a great idea.
You should do that.
Yeah. Okay, it's already like branded, so anyone out there listening, you can't take it. It's already, what is it called? Copywritten.
Copywritten, right? Yes.
Yeah. Franchise.
Copyrighted. Trademarked.
So you grew up in Massachusetts, right?
Yes.
In a small town?
I was born and raised in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, in Cambridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, I went to high school. I have to, not that I'm name dropping, but I'm honored the fact that I went to school with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I mean.
So you knew them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Did they make fun of your long fingers?
Actually, no. But I could tell stories, but I won't. The last time I did, I got in trouble.
Yes, anyway. Keep your mouth shut.
Okay. No, but I do know Matt Damon. He can break dance.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's amazing.
That's hysterical.
He used to do that whole pop and unlock and break dance thing.
Can he do? Can he do the worm?
Yeah, the kickworm. Yeah, he's good at that. But I'm sure the reason why no one knows that is because he's probably trying to keep it a secret. Sorry, Matt. Anyway, okay. So I went to high school and
were you popular in high school?
I was fairly popular. Yeah, I sort of got along with all the different cliques.
Yeah, because you're really outgoing and everything.
Oh, but I was shy. Wasn't I shy?
Really?
She tends to be shy.
How do you become popular when you're shy? Is that possible?
Well, I think to get over my shyness, I kind of had to force myself not to be.
I had
to just put myself out there. And I think with acting and doing musicals, I just sing a little.
In the shower?
In the shower. Yeah. I sing. I had many record deal offers.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Especially in Europe. So I'm now considering that.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Jeez, yeah.
You know?
Can you sing?
I can carry on.
No, she can't sing.
I mean, I wouldn't put it on my resume. I'm not a Whitney Houston or Mariah Carey and hit those huge falsetto notes.
But you're not a Paris Hilton.
I think I'm a little, I can sing better than her, I think. I mean, all respect to her, but if she can do it, then I guess anyone can.
Exactly.
No, Paris.
And I love her too, absolutely.
I do, I love Paris. I think she's fabulous.
Anyone who could be so successful at doing absolutely nothing has got my vote.
It's just so interesting, this business. Like, if you're just clever with an idea, and you find the right people to help you do it, you can do it and be successful at it.
Yeah.
Like your whole bitch swap idea. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I give it to you freely.
No, we're doing it. But
I just want to be invited to the parties.
But I was born and raised in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm the youngest of seven. There's four boys, three girls. Actually, okay, we lost our oldest brother to
throat cancer.
We lost our dad to interstitial fibrosis and pneumonia, which is cancer, lung disease. And then
how long ago was that?
About four years ago.
Yeah.
Then we lost our grandmother to colon cancer. And then the dog died. And then our our sister-in-law.
Yeah, let's just bring the whole show down.
But the list goes on, and I just want to let people know that there's such a huge misconception about me. They think I'm just the black bimbo on Baywatch.
She's not.
Yeah.
I make my money that way. I pay my bills, and so what? You know, people do what they have to do for work. Everyone has bills. Even Donald Trump has bills.
You don't have to explain anything and apologize to anybody.
Hello. This is George Takei, and I am truly excited to have Sam and Susie in the Morning on my internet radio. Those two are a hoot. I swear if I was heterosexual, I'd ask Susie out on a date. Of course, I'm homosexual, so I'll be asking Sam out instead. Oh my. And now let's get back to Sam and Susie in the Morning.
What?
On LA.
My
on
right.
Radio.
And we're back. And sorry if yeah, we disappeared off the air. We apologize for this computer problem.
We got too hot for the computer.
Yeah, yeah, we had to kind of cool it
the
down
boobs.
A bit. Yeah, Jen's boobs bumped into the computer there. And
yeah.
Yeah.
There they are.
Now she's
to
grabbing
boobs
them.
Now.
We got sister act over here.
Yeah,
it's always pretty.
Tracy, I might just have to ask if I can cop a feel at some point.
Of course. Absolutely.
Why does she get it and I don't?
You can.
Oh, wow.
They're public domain.
Are they?
Just got to line up. Line up
first,
and grab a
first.
Susie's actually doing this.
See, it's the
beep,
it's,
beep,
it's
beep.
Whoa.
It's Victor. It's the, feel it. Feel this part.
What's that?
Ooh.
It's these Victoria's Secret bras I love, and La Perla
they're
bras.
Great.
And they really lift,
give
huh?
an extra lift. It's like that they're padded. It's just got that extra piece of foam in there just to give them...
That little,
you know,
that little extra something.
To cover the aerial.
The
no, but if you go to Tracy Bingham taking out trash images, uh-huh. we'll come up with me. Because, well, Susie, we were talking about trash.
Yes,
and we were just taking out the trash. And, oh, look at the squirrel out there. And and then I was just minding my own business, and photographers were shooting me away. And then they're like, Tracy Bingham, trashy. I'm like, I wasn't.
Wow.
I thought
aww.
What I had, I was half naked. Who cares? In your neighborhood, you didn't think, I didn't think anyone was going to be stalking me.
Oh, no.
But if you go, imagine the pictures looked amazing.
But if you go trashy.
It looks great taking out the trash.
Oh, my. And you must look hot taking out the trash, too. It's liberating.
I think our audience missed that because I think we were off the air. I was telling a story about how I was taking out the trash the other day in my underwear. And I forgot to take it out the night before, and so I was running down the street in my underwear and like a little tank top to catch the trash man. And then my neighbors were giving me like a disdainful look, just being like, who let her into our neighborhood? Oh. And I'm like, all right, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. I know, because she's probably hating because she doesn't look that good. I mean, taking out the trash, because I mean, we get dressed up to take out the trash, or we go nude.
Exactly. You know, I didn't have time. I forgot to do it the night before, so I was trying to get you. Yeah, you just try and get your shit done when you can. You know what I mean? We're all human. We're all busy, and we all have to take the trash out.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, what should I check for? Tracy Bingham trash?
If you do Tracy Bingham,
no, I mean really
taking out the trash.
Okay.
And I think up will come a bunch of websites where I'm taking out the darn trash.
I'll just put the word trash.
But hey, you
Tracy
know,
Bingham trash.
If you vote for me in my
the
show,
blemish.
888-746-9403. Make one quick 2-second free call. And then maybe when I win my show, you can see me doing more taking out the trash shots with Susie and my sister Jen.
We could have like a whole photo shoot of like sexy women taking out the trash.
I love it.
Imagine. I do too. I get the recyclables.
Did you find it?
There's a lot of stuff here. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, you
but
can get it later.
They probably have it. No, I mean, I see it all over the place, but I think it's text. I don't think they're showing. Did you say they're actually
there's
showing
photos, you? Yes.
Photos.
And there's a video. Someone's videotaping me.
Those fucking
really?
Paparazzi.
Like, can I breathe? Can I live?
Yeah, I mean,
no,
leave me alone.
Not,
yes.
I know Madonna once, I read that she bought, what do they call? The, when you want to... slice up your paper. What's it called? The paper
shredder.
The shredders. Yeah, she bought them for her friends because people were going through the garbage and getting information.
Aww.
And that's why there's a lot of like credit card fraud and all kinds of, you know, insurance fraud and all that stuff because they're piecing together information. In fact, we just saw that the other day. We were on 3rd Street. We were shopping, and then
they were digging the receipt.
Yeah, they're digging in the trash, and they were
for receipts.
Yeah,
yeah.
These two guys.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
And then it's information's like right there.
I'm so sad you brought up Madonna. I was supposed to be in Vancouver this week, and I was supposed to be at the Madonna show in Vancouver last night.
You're kidding?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I was so bummed.
Aww. Well, we should go to the one in Vegas.
I think I'm actually going to the one here next week.
Oh my gosh! Wait, it's next week.
Yeah.
I love her.
Me
Haven't
too.
You always loved her.
I've always loved her.
She's just amazing.
But my girlfriends called me from the show, and they're like, we brought our friend Glacken in your place, and it's just not the same.
Oh.
They called me when they were playing, or when she was singing Like a Prayer, which is my favorite song. I love the part especially when it's like, I get down on my knees. Oh, wait, that's the wrong song. Shit, that's Divinals. That's I Touch Myself.
I Touch Myself.
I want you to love me.
Yeah, it's
so, Tracy,
song.
I found the pictures. This is amazing. Susie, they're showing her. She looks like a runway model, the way she's dressed.
Taking out the trash.
I mean, this is like really funny.
And it's fun. It's trashy.
Yeah. It's not people like...
There's nothing trashy about
she
it.
Hot? She
no,
looks
but,
hot.
But wait a minute. I think what
You're
it is...
You're bringing out the color in the garbage can.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, look at all this, you know?
Look at those nipples.
Like, yeah.
See, I just was like, what was I doing? I was like, I was mopping the floor, and then I was
back.
Decided to take a...
Yeah.
I mean, don't you? Who doesn't clean in the nude? I mean, thank God I was dressed. Like, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean...
Those pictures are hot.
Thank you.
She looks
thank
great.
You, Susie.
Yeah, like a belly shirt and everything, and you know, you're going out there.
Her steel rod leg looks amazing.
The huge boobs, you know.
Perky nipples. I mean, like, unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I would have put that picture in, like, the People magazine in the section of, they're just like us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I heard someone told me that they saw it in there, but I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, well, that's what it says. It says that, let's see, that means you have to do it in style or as revealing as possible. Or, no, wait a minute. It says something like, something with the celebrities. plenty of things that celebrities need to get done like normal people do.
Yeah, you
seem pretty normal to me.
Well, it's funny because you say the differentiation between the two, between a celebrity and a normal person. I am normal. I just happen to make my money being a celebrity. I'm like, I eat shit like everybody else.
Why
are people ragging on me? Because I decide to take care of myself.
Exactly.
And I decide to brush my hair and wear makeup and yeah.
Even while you're taking out the trash.
And
for you.
And have protruding nipples. Like, what? I don't know. It's just, but yeah, we just... Everyone out there, please vote for me. We'll have a lot of fun.
Read the number again, Tracy.
Yeah, 888-746-9403, or go to foxreality.com, or go to the LA Talk Radio website where you can also find. We just need to vote. Just make a phone call as many times, because I got to beat out Kato and Gretchen.
You should be doing that with your eyes closed, really.
Well, I should invite you to the...
I mean, what are you going to do if you don't win? I mean, it's going to be kind of embarrassing against these people.
No, it is.
That's not even an option, guys.
I'm
saying, but you have to think about it, too, right?
She will win.
Well, I really want to win, and if I don't win, it's going to be a shame. And I think if I don't win, you know, it just shows... It's just going to show the world... how serious I am about what I do,
right.
And how, you know, I work hard, and that I'm dedicated to my work, and how I believed in myself, and I believed in the idea, and I believed in the network that asked me to come on board and do this.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't win this, it will be a shame, because, you know, it's too bad, because Fox could have a number one hit show, and it's all about ratings and money. So if you want to have high ratings and high money, you better have high rating, you know, personnel to do your show.
Yeah.
You know, it's
absolutely
my idea. So
with an attitude like this, I mean, you have to win.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Thank you. And I just think, anyone out there listening, if there's something you want to do bad enough, just don't try it. Just do it.
Just do it. And don't even think of failure or anything. Just do it as though it happened.
I've been doing this is a silly little example, but I've been doing really badly in my statistics class, and I've always been a straight-A student, and I've been trying really hard at this fucking class, but I've got a communist professor who, I swear to God, he needs to be sent back to wherever he came from.
To the rock.
But so I've been studying so hard for this one particular test that I had on Wednesday, which is one of the reasons why I didn't go to Vancouver. You know, I had my priorities here that I had to take care of. Sucks being an adult. Mm-hmm. But so I went into that test, and I was telling everyone, they're like, oh, good luck in the test, good luck. And I was like, I don't need luck. I was like, you know why? Because I already got an A. I just have to go and do it. I was like, I'm going to get an A in this test, so you can just congratulate me now.
Exactly.
And people were just kind of like, Susie, you haven't gotten the A yet. You haven't even taken the test yet. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, just pat me on the back, you know?
Yeah, if you believe it and you visualize it. It's like the book The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Have you all read that or watched the video?
Yeah,
I keep it with me. Before I sent it with me now.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, because
we obviously know all about it. I never really read the book. But
I think it works.
Yes.
I think if you have that visualization and you have that inner strength that, you know, you
can manifest anything.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You really can. I mean, just think about all the
things. You've already won. I've already got my A. I just have to go and collect the grade on Monday.
Exactly.
And you better go.
Yay!
You know?
Yeah.
Is it getting really cold in this, in this room?
Yeah.
We're all looking at
nipples. Yeah, we can check by your nipples, right?
Only my left one.
Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break. I'll turn off the air. If you guys
got the air conditioning, you asshole. He's got the fucking air conditioning on just so he gets hard nipples.
No.
What a cop
those so we can breathe in here.
Well, you know what? I hope you have shrinkage.
Because we don't want to get into the whole grower shower conversation.
Yeah, there we go.
Is it cold or is it just you? Yeah.
Oh, no.
We have a serious emergency on our hands.
Okay, so we'll take a little break. We'll be back right after this.
Wendy Hammond is a real GEICO customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired an actual Halloween celebrity, Jack Torrance from The Shining.
It was a snowy night when I broke down on my way to work.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Needless to say, I was really scared.
Wendy, darling, light of my life, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in.
But then I called GEICO, and they had someone out to help me right away.
Here's Johnny.
GEICO. Real service, real savings. Real insane Halloween celebrities.
You found the number one internet site for irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk programming. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Is he here? Do you want me to?
No, 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 okay. Don't worry.
He's here?
About it. No,
someone
no.
coming in?
A porn star.
Yeah. Oh, which one?
We have.
Like 10:30 though.
Oh, by 10:30?
His name is Mick, and he's waiting outside, so he'll be here. But Jennifer just tells me you guys will have to leave soon, so you won't get to.
I won't get to.
You can meet him on the way out.
Is he
Yeah, he's outside.
He's a real person. Can he hear?
He's good too.
You want him to come in? Well, we'll have him in a few minutes.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Anyway, we have Tracy Bingham in the studio and her beautiful sister,
Jennifer
of course.
Bonjour.
And Wonder Susie.
And Wonder Susie. Yeah, how do I forget Susie?
I'm fucking sitting in the corner Susie. Over here. He gets me.
But Susie, I don't have to introduce you. It's your own fucking show,
okay,
man.
Okay, good point.
That's true.
We're focusing on Tracy and Jennifer, of course, today. So Tracy is trying to win her own reality show.
Yes.
And we asked you to call. It's only one phone call. You don't have to talk to anybody. You just dial the number. It's 1-888-746-9403. Please do it right now. And I'm going to be spending all weekend just dialing and dialing and dialing.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
Because I really want to see that show.
And you have to promote our show on your show
absolutely.
When it takes off.
Absolutely.
Yay. It's a deal. That's what we're going to do.
Good. There you go.
Already done deal. Yeah. Shake on it.
All right.
You can bet that. I love it.
Yes. Amazing. Well,
and maybe Susie will win.
Yeah.
As the sex symbol.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. I don't see why not. She's hot. She's sexy. She's all that. She's intelligent.
Apple pie absolutely. Eating. Oh, God.
You guys are funny.
Thank you. Thanks.
We actually don't try. It just kind of comes out naturally.
Yeah,
I love
it. We're crazy.
I'm huge fans. So I'm going to be stalkers now. I'll be like chucking things at the window, trying to get your attention.
Take
outside.
A number, darling. Take a number.
So Tracy, so let's move a little forward. So you had all these funny jobs and stuff. And what prompted you to decide to move to L.A.?
I just decided to move to L.A. because I really like entertainment. I used to watch a lot of television. And now that I'm in the business, I star with and compete with on reality type shows like this with people I used to grow up with watching TV. And I just always loved the business. Our mom and dad, mom used to make us go to church every Sunday and sing in the choir. And then I got offered to do commercials. And then I wanted to do modeling.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started doing it. And I modeled with Elite. And I was just telling, Susie about I did a Ford modeling contest. Because you, as we all know, Susie was with Ford modeling.
Yes, yes. Wow.
Yeah.
So you were too.
Yeah. And then, but before all that, I took a class at Harvard. I studied psychology and sociology. And then I decided, you know what? I'm going for the business. I want to be an actress. I want to be involved in this. I want to get to know more of it. And then I just, after doing lots of plays and musicals and doing modeling and all that stuff, I packed up my bags and moved to California, and it was almost instant that I got on Baywatch.
Wow.
It was like really right. I mean, I worked a lot. I had a lot of auditions. I had a lot of, I even tried extra work just to see what that was like. And at the time, when you do extra work, you get benefits and all that.
They treat you like shit at extra work.
Oh, it's horrible. They try to like glorify by saying, okay, background artists. It's like, no, you're a damn extra. You're only getting X amount of dollars. But, you know, whatever. I just tried it. You know, I think it's good to, you know, if you're going to do it, try
all. Try everything.
Yeah.
Right.
So after I did that, I did a lot of modeling. And I did a lot of swimwear. I did a lot of calendars. And then I did FedEx of Hollywood. And then I got offered to do Playboy, but not to go nude. It was due just like advertisement in the magazine. And then when I did that, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm at the mansion and there's Hef and I'm on the grounds and this is amazing. And my photographer was Arnie Freitag, who shot Farrah Fawcett and everyone else. Yeah,
that's exciting.
Yeah, he said, you really need to do Playboy. You really need to do it. There's not a lot of ethnic women that do it and you should do it. And I thought, oh my gosh, I met Hef and shook his hand and I just froze. And then a couple of months later, you know, I decided, yeah, I think I'm going to do it. So I went into test for it to be a playmate. But then I booked Baywatch.
Right.
And they said, well, Trace, we heard you just booked Baywatch. You no longer have to be a playmate. You can do celebrity pictorial where I get to be in the cover, I get to star and direct and produce and choose my own photographer and choose my own clothing. Not that I had any on. So I did. But then Baywatch made me hold off on Playboy. And then once I left Baywatch, I'm like, screw you. I'm doing it. So I've done it a few times. And if you pick up an issue now, I'm in it. But I don't want to say when, but I may have a little special something coming out for Playboy soon.
Okay,
maybe hopefully a cover and a multi-page spread.
Really? I'm getting my subscription now.
Yeah. I mean, I just have as a great friend of mine, and I love the mansion, I love the parties, and I love the women up there, and I just get him, and that's part of the reason why I'm doing my show. I want to do American Sex Symbol on Fox Reality, because I want to work hand in hand with him. He's the king of that. Like, he has it down. He's great with women. He knows women. He's just good with women. And he's just fun. And I love that concept. And what better way than not to replace F, because no one could. Why not kind of, you know, use his formula and kind of do the same thing, but pageant type style. Yeah. And that's kind of like what American Sex Symbol is all about.
Right. So, you came here and you got the part in Baywatch, did you do any acting before that?
Like, I did. Small gigs, I took a lot of acting classes. Uh-huh. I did movies. I was in Nutty Professor. I was in Demon Knights. I did all kinds of, you know, public service announcements and commercials. I've worked before I got on Baywatch.
Did you ever do like the genital herpes one?
No, you know, I always wonder about those commercials. Do they actually have to find someone who has like herpes, or do they audition someone, or do they say, well, we're actors and we're just
exactly,
if you're an actor and you don't have it,
that is something that will like mark you for the rest of your life.
Because if it's a high profile commercial, and it should be, because it's the medication for it is just to help people, you know, everyone's going to know who you are. So I wonder if you sign that contract, if you're waiving your rights of, I don't know, embarrassment.
So tell us the story. So now
I don't know where I was going with that, but
I'm sorry. You said public service announcement. I just my mind instantly in the gutter.
Yeah. No, so not to change the topic, but I mean, I do want to get to the Baywatch days and stuff.
Of course.
So how did it come about? How did you hear about the audition?
Well,
how did that work?
I worked a lot in the business. It's just people didn't know who I was. And Baywatch, you know, catapulted me to like number one in stardom around the world internationally. Right. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was just going on about my day, doing all my auditions and working and pounding the pavement and doing my modeling and all of that. And all of a sudden, I found out from a friend of mine, his name is Jim Acheson. He has a patch over his eye, and he's a sweet guy. I love him to death. He said, you know, Tracy, there's this show called Baywatch, and, you know, they're looking for an African-American female, and I think you would win it. And so I thought, huh? Baywatch? What? Because I'm not a sun worshiper. And when we were shooting Baywatch, I was always the one with full body makeup on, sunblock, sunglasses, boots, a hat, gloves,
a robe,
and a robe. Because I was like not trying to get dark, you know, color. I didn't want to, just didn't want to have sun damage. Uh-huh. But before all that, so I thought, well, I thought, okay. I said, well, what is this Baywatch show? I've heard of it. And of course, I knew of Pamela.
Right.
I didn't know that. I didn't put two and two together. So
the show was already very popular.
It was
right?
very popular because of Pamela and House of Hoff. And then when I knew that it was Pamela was on the show Baywatch, I thought, oh my gosh, I have an opportunity to be on this show.
Mm.
I'm going to do whatever it takes to get on this show.
Obviously.
So they were looking for thousands and thousands and thousands of women. Like I heard hundreds of thousands of women. And then I came in at the final, like what was it? The final, like, I don't know, like 400 or 300 or something.
Yeah.
Then it got down to a lesser number. Then it got down to 12,000.
Wow.
I mean, 12 girls.
12.
And then it got down.
I mean, were you like freaking out going, wow, I might just win this thing?
But what I did was the audition was just read a script, and then if we like you,
did you have to wear a bathing suit?
Well, here's the thing. Everyone who was auditioning was wearing like jeans and a t-shirt. And I thought, I'm going to do something different because you have to think strategy. You have to think like they do.
Mm.
So I thought they want a brown female on the show.
Mm.
So I thought, instead of going in jeans and t-shirt like everyone else is, I'm going to do something what they want to see. I thought, maybe they want to see how I look dressed sexy.
Mm.
So what were this short mini skirt, these high heels, this short top, tight top, and my hair like big like Pamela at the time. And I walked in and they just went crazy.
Really?
So they liked how I read, they liked how I looked, and then they said, we need to see how you swim. Can you swim? So that whole weekend
I've got a question. Do your boobs float in water?
They float.
So you don't need to know how to swim. You can just be like,
you just lay there. So during the audition, the final audition, they said, well, you need to put the suit on. I thought, well, are you kidding me? They said, yeah, here's your suit. And they handed me this little suit. It's a little peeny, like itsy bitsy.
Oh, we know.
Bikini. Yeah, and it was Pamela's. It said Pamela Anderson on the inside. I thought, my gosh, I actually have to put this suit on. It's never going to fit. So I went in the bathroom and I tried it on. It did fit.
Wow.
So they thought, okay, she looks good, she reads well, she can look good in a suit, and she can swim. Well,
yes.
I practiced swimming the whole weekend. I have a story about the swimming, because I got knots in my hair, and I couldn't get them out.
Oh, no.
And that's why when I first landed the part in Baywatch, my hair was back like in this Sarah Palin pompadour, because I had knots underneath it, and I had to cut the knots out eventually. But so going backwards, So they said, okay, your final audition is to come in to meet all the producers. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just one or two. It was
a whole room.
It was like 80 people in there. And I just froze. And I was so nervous. And then my shyness came back. And then I couldn't talk. And then I was shaking. And then I became someone I wasn't. And they're staring at me. And I thought, what is this? And they said, thank you very much. You can go now. So I went home and my agent called and they said, so how do you think you did? I said, you know, I think I sucked. I thought I did bad. I don't care. You know, it's Baywatch, la, 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 you know, whatever. Mm. And I said, what's the next audition? I didn't want to do the show. And they said, well, congratulations. You just booked this show. I thought, I'm so happy that I got it. And I called my family. Actually, I took my phone and I threw it against the wall because I was so excited. Uh-huh. I called my family, the mayor of Cambridge.
I just got chills.
Yeah, the mayor of Cambridge. They wanted to have a Tracy Bingham Day because of, you know, my success of winning the show. Of all those women, the you know, the finals of all the auditions. You.
So exciting.
It was so exciting.
And we would answer the phone. Hello, Baywatch.
It was funny. It was just, and then that was the start of my international career.
Wow.
And so ever since then, I've just been on fire working my butt off.
Yeah. So Jennifer, what were you thinking? Were you still back east at the time?
I was back east, and it was just so exciting because you got the show.
Vote Tracy. I mean, you must have been like so proud of your sister.
Thank you, Tracy.
Vote for Tracy.
And I want to give on my show, American Sex Symbol, if I win on Fox Reality Channel, the opportunity to have that same success. You know, the winner gets to reign and, you know, and do all kinds of magazines. She gets to win the title. Mm-hmm. She gets to do all kinds of fun, exciting things in this business. She gets an agency contract. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's a great ride. And when you have that success, you can always, you have power. When you have that power, you can do anything. Mm-hmm. And you can give back. Mm-hmm. So now I'm giving back. And now I'm doing other things that I want to do.
Yeah, and that's awesome, you know. So how many seasons were you on Baywatch?
I was on, it's kind of hard to say because it's still airing.
It is?
It's airing. They just picked it up again.
Those residual checks are great.
Oh, the residuals are great.
You mean in reruns?
Oh, reruns. It's reruns, and all over Europe, it's picked up here.
Oh, okay.
And I was on for a few years, but it just, I got to say, you know, people who want to hate and make fun of me don't, because it, you know, they gave me my opportunity to do this. No one else was.
Right.
So they saw something in me, and they gave me a chance. So you can't hate me for that, for taking a risk and doing something that I believe in.
Right.
And I did it, and so, you
know. But why do you sound apologetic? Doesn't it kind
of
seem like
lately, a lot of people have been blogging and saying things negative about me, and I think it's funny because they don't know me, and they're making themselves look stupid.
Because they're probably associates of Gretchen and Cato.
Yes!
Maybe it's a plan.
Yeah, and they're jealous.
Conspiracy.
Like, jealousy is an ugly thing, so if you ever want to be a contestant on my show, don't be jealous, because jealousy wears unwell. It doesn't wear well.
Yeah.
To be jealous is not a good thing.
Yeah. But, I mean, are you feeling a sense of revenge against all the bullies and everything?
All the people that didn't
believe in you, huh?
I'm good with it now.
Yeah.
I mean, I always had major supporters around me with my friends and family. But, you know, there are haters, and too bad. Sorry. Mm. You know, again, don't. You can hate all you want, but it's just going to give you wrinkles. Yeah. Like, I don't.
And also, all the naysayers and stuff, too. I mean, you can look back and say, well, you know, fuck you all. Look where I've gotten, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
And wrinkles are my favorite thing. When I go back to see friends that, like, have fucked me over, and I'm just like, crow's feet.
Yeah, oh, you know, it's so funny because when I've gone back east, and I see, what was it, the McGinley family? I don't want to say the name, but... I love the McGinley family, but I didn't know the youngest McGinley family was the youngest. I thought she was the oldest. I thought, oh my gosh, she's younger than I am. And this is at the gym with Sousa, our track coach. Mm-hmm. I was just working out, and I saw one of the sisters of this family, and I thought she was the oldest one. She was the youngest one, and I thought...
She's aged.
Yeah, I thought she's aged. I thought, wow, maybe she's a hater. I don't know. I just think that's what happens when you're mean to people.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But it's all good. I'm all happy. Things are great in my life right now. I'm really excited.
Wonderful. No, I mean, you look like rested and happy and glowing and stuff.
Oh, for a hangover? Really...
Thank you. You look miraculous for a hangover.
Thank you.
All right. For those of you joining us, again, Tracy Bingham, dial 1-888-746-9403. We want her show, and we want it now.
We want it now.
Yes! Woo!
So, now, I wanted to... Shit, there's so much I wanted to ask, but do you guys have to leave, or can you stay for the whole show? I want to know
anything.
Thank you very much. And besides, we are bringing in a male porn star, so you might actually like that. Yeah.
Oh, then we can talk about Bukkake? He probably doesn't even know what it is. He probably doesn't.
Oh, no, he does. He does, I'm sure.
I'm sure he's, well-versed. We'll find out,
Well-versed in Bukkake.
Oh my gosh, another porn star. Like, I get to
another?
Know.
Another? Well, oh, I was going to say.
Well, because I'm friends with Ron Jeremy.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I did the Surreal Life with him. Oh, that's another thing I did.
Oh,
I did
you
a
did
lot of
Surreal Life?
Shows. Yeah, I
really?
Did Surreal Life, the second one. Surreal Life Fame Games, which I won.
Mm-hmm.
I did Fear Factor. I did Celebrity Paranormal Project. I did Celebrity Boot Camp. Well, I did Big Brother. I'm doing this show.
She's the reality
so you got
diva.
Exactly. You deserve to win. You deserve
thank
to win.
Thank you. You know,
yeah.
I
let's take
I
a phone call real quick before they hang up. Okay. Good morning.
Oh,
good morning.
Call.
You're on the air with Sam and... Yeah, we forgot to ask people to call and talk to Tracy, but obviously somebody wants to.
Who's this?
Hi.
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 Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I'm listening to the show. It's great. I got to say, I'm very impressed, Sam, that with the blood distributing to different parts of your body, you're able to somehow maintain a thought and express yourself.
I do look a little pale, though.
Oh, there's estrogen in the room. Estrogen.
I'm really enjoying the show. You guys, Sam and Susie, have great chemistry, and
sure
I've listened before, and always that's the case. And Tracy, you're a beautiful woman. I saw your picture on the website here, and so I went
thank
to
you.
The website to look at the you know the show pitch, and I wish you good luck. I got to be honest with you. I voted for Cato Kaelin, but
why?
Fuck
why?
You,
so then vote for me. You can vote for me too.
Fuck you, Keith.
Oh yeah, but you know, what's that?
Fuck you, Keith.
You can. So you can vote for me.
I just frankly, it was it, you said when you described his show, you said you know been there, done that, and I thought that's a little dismissive of you know somebody else. So,
been there, done that of what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what you said about Cato Kaelin's show. So I just
when?
No.
Oh,
so I figured I'd prop
today.
Boy up just to kind of you know.
Oh, okay.
But
that's. Do you know what he said about me?
Oh, what, I don't.
Why don't you go find out what he and Gretchen both said about me, and then maybe you may want to change your vote.
What did they say?
Go find out. Go do your little web searching and go find out what they said about me.
Yeah, I'm really working for you, so if you don't want to tell me, I'm not going to do it. So, but if you tell me, maybe that'll change my mind.
You need to hear it for your. You need to hear it for yourself verbatim. So I'm not incorrect. So if you. You know what? You can do whatever you want to do. Yeah. You're a
really?
Human. Yeah, you can vote. You don't even
wait,
have to watch.
You sure. But yeah, I just
right,
wanted to
Keith.
Say, yeah, I'm enjoying the show very much.
Thank you very much, and I'm going to vote twice just to override your vote.
I'm going to vote 10 times.
Yeah,
to override
so he's
it.
Voting because let me get this straight. You're voting for someone because you don't like what I said about them, but yet you don't want to take the time to find out what they said about me. So what kind of person does that make you when you're the show? It's about voting. It's about voting for the right show, not about you know being ignorant and not you know doing research. I mean, you're voting for the wrong reason. So maybe you're not the right person should even be watching the network.
He's probably voting for McCain too.
Yeah, probably.
I think
I can only tell you what. Look, this is what happened. I heard what you said. I had an honest reaction to it. If you think that reflects poorly on my character.
It does. You're judging,
because you know,
you're judging. You're judging
well,
before
think,
even knowing
I think
the facts.
I've been there, done that as a judge.
Yeah, but why don't you go?
And I don't think judging.
Why
is a
don't
bad
you
thing.
Go find out?
I think judging is evaluating.
No, listen. Why don't you go listen to what Gretchen said about me and what Cato said about me, and
I'm
listen, and then listen to, and then listen to what I said about both of them.
Really?
Then make your judgment. Okay, that's the type of judge. That's the type of people we want watching
all
the show.
All I'm hearing from you, Tracy, is judgment. I'm just telling you that I had an honest reaction.
You're entitled. Have your entitlement. Do it. But I think basically.
But I do.
You made a judgment without. Even knowing what you were judging on.
I do agree with you.
So if I told you he called me every name in the book, that
really?
Would make you...
Kato
that,
did?
If I told you that he called me every name in the book, would you then feel bad for me and vote? Because that's probably why you
well,
voted for Kato, because you felt bad.
Me, I wouldn't feel too badly for you, but I would think it was being...
Well, I don't want you to be a fan of mine then, so
yeah.
Have a good day.
Yeah, but
have
Keith,
a good life.
Keith, you haven't been very nice to
Tracy,
her, so I don't
Tracy,
know
Tracy, I'm voting for you right now.
Thank you.
I don't agree with you guys. I think I expressed
good.
An
you have your entitlement. I'm happy. But then... Good. Good.
Okay. Okay, Keith. Thank you very
good.
Much.
Okay. Have a
thank
great
you.
Day, everybody.
Have
hey.
A good
day.
I think he was just giving you a hard time.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But
wow.
Are we still on?
No. Yeah, we're still
well,
on.
Well, part of what we did on the show is what he is referring to is they asked Gretchen, they asked Cato, and they asked me all to say negative things about the other person.
I'm sure they did.
So they want that.
It's part of that.
It's part
yeah.
of the show, and
yeah.
I understand that. But you know, this guy's entitled to vote anyone to vote for anyone that he wants to. But
absolutely.
For the reason,
absolutely.
For just because.
Yes.
What
yes.
an idiot. He needs to go back to school.
I just voted for you twice, baby.
Thank you. I'm going to vote for myself.
Everybody get your phones out right
I
now.
I can't believe that's the reason why.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a poor reason. But look, the man has his opinion.
Yeah, he's entitled.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you usually get is the people that really have something to say that will call the station. Yeah.
This is good for me. I like this.
Yeah.
I like a challenge.
And I love the way you handled it.
Hell yeah. I'm not going to back down to anyone. I stand firm from what I am and what I do and who I am. So fuck him.
You're a fucking Baywatch babe. Look out. Yeah, you can laugh a lot of people by saying, what have you done, you know?
Yeah.
What have you done?
I mean, I'm not knocking this person who just called.
No, I
respect his opinion.
That. Yes.
I just want to show him that, you know, I stand firm on what I believe in, too.
Absolutely. So. And that's why we kept him on the line, because that's what it's about, you know? He expressed, I think, a genuine feeling.
Yeah, of course.
He felt, I think maybe he's, like, burned from the campaign, from the presidential campaign.
Right.
Where people are saying negative things about each other.
Why are you projecting?
And then... I'm projecting. All right, listen, we got to get our next guest on, but you're going to stay here, right? Stay
yes,
another 15
absolutely.
Minutes. That's
of
all
course.
We want.
I'll sit here and vote.
Yeah, so we have a male adult star waiting in the in our green room.
Ooh.
We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Want to spend your Halloween in the scariest house around?
What was that?
You didn't pay your mortgage. Get out! Get out! The haunted foreclosed house. You thought you'd flip it and make a killing. Now it's killing you!
Oh my God! The furniture is moving!
It must be possessed!
No, it's repossessed! The haunted foreclosed house. Because the market... is murder.
You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. Listening to the best morning show on internet radio. It's Sam and Susie in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
And Tracy's fixing her makeup, okay. Making sure that she looks good for our next guest. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Not to you, Tracy.
Oh, okay.
You already said good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you as well.
And what is your name? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Mick Blue.
Mick Blue?
Yes.
And that's the name you were born with, pretty much?
No. I guess not. The name comes actually from my eyes.
For your eyes?
Yeah.
You do have beautiful eyes. Did
gorgeous
you notice
eyes.
That?
Gorgeous.
I mean, it's actually the first thing I did notice.
They're brown.
Deep blue eyes.
Gorgeous. Amazing. Very awesome. Striking.
And where are you originally from?
I'm from Austria.
Are you? Wow.
Yes.
Related to Arnold or anything? No?
Pretty much. we are basically born in the same town.
Really?
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm definitely serious. It's like his mother house was kind of like 5 minutes from the place where I was born.
Really? Yeah. Wow. So you should go visit him sometime. Although he may not want to be associated with you now that you're walking around with your penis exposed and stuff.
Oh!
Probably not.
Yeah. So when did you come out here?
I came out here the first time 5 years ago.
5 years
probably,
ago.
And I moved to LA last year in September.
Oh, nice. And did you come out here knowing you want to do adult films?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So that was why you came to America.
Yeah, first for vacation, and then I moved my European business to America
as
well.
It's like, I
have a question. Mm-hmm. Did you ever do a porn where you were dressed as a UPS man and you had to deliver a big package to a desperate housewife?
Great question. I love it.
I haven't been a UPS guy, but there was a pizza guy sausage guy.
Ooh. A sausage guy.
Wow. So you were thinking, okay, let me go to America, fuck all the girls, and get paid for it, pretty much.
Pretty much, but I started with that thought already in Europe. So
yes,
and that was actually now 9 years ago.
Mm. Wait, so you started doing your work in Europe, or you started doing here?
So you ran out of women in Austria and Europe, and then you decided. See, I had the same problem. I ran out of men in New York and Massachusetts and Colorado, so I had to move to California. So kind of the same thing.
I just wanted to experience something new. You know, it's kind of like if you work on in Europe, you're kind of like limited to some space. And I just wanted to make my working space bigger and right. being
There's
more
a lot
international.
Of bush there, and if you get rid of some of that, you've got more surface area, like we have here in California, right?
Yeah,
in the box
and
area.
The
you're so witty.
Here.
I love it. I so follow what you're saying. That's great.
Yeah, but you know, I wanted to mention to you that I think a vagina does need to be fuzzy. You know, I mean, that's why they call it pussy, because it's fuzzy, right?
Like a kitty cat.
Yeah, okay, exactly. So it's okay. We don't want little girls. Now, what about you, Mick? You like it fully shaved or what?
I like it shaved.
He probably
down.
Likes it all. No, you have preference?
You probably like the hairy ones too. I mean, come from Europe and stuff, right?
Oh, the full, the bush?
Mature muff.
Honestly, I prefer to have it shaved down. Mm-hmm. But if you have on
landing
top,
strip?
A little bit, kind of like
yeah,
a landing strip,
strip,
you know, that's
you're
that's
okay with that.
Nice, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sam, just imagine Tracy in her Baywatch outfit, in her mm-hmm. bathing suit. Right. I imagine if she had a mature muff hanging out the sides
I'm
there.
Never talking about
okay.
like a jungle, Susie.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
Full on hedges.
She never would have gotten the job if she had put on Pamela's bathing suit and had the
It's really funny when we'd wear those red suits. We would have to like the girls would all line up in the dressing room
and they'd
squeeze them out. Yeah,
yep. Really.
Because if you get waxed or lasered or you know when the hair's growing in that mm-hmm. in between stage, mm-hmm. you have the little you know
yeah.
fuzzy little hairs. You have to. Well, I never did because I never did. but yeah, we would have to. It would be funny. We'd walk into the trailer and the girls would have to you know. I'm sure you see this at your work too.
Yeah,
but they do like the full-on Playboy bikini thing where they wax it all, even the anal area, right?
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
Some girls they do. Yeah.
Really?
Get some closer to the mic, please.
Some girls have...
Okay.
Right. I love having my ass waxed.
Yeah, it's easy. It doesn't hurt as much as the front.
I kind of like it. The pain is kind of... I don't know. I'm kind of one of those sadist type people anyway.
No, it's great. Likewise. Where do you go?
Actually...
I go to two places. I go to Aida Tibiant in Beverly Hills, and then I go to Pink Cheeks. Cindy?
I don't know the name of it. I think it's called, like, Midnight something. It's a salon that's open from 6 at night until midnight.
Yeah, they
watch it.
Yeah.
It's great because of my work schedule.
Yeah, I heard you can go in late at night and just get, you know, your everything waxed down there.
Mm-hmm. This whole place is really great.
Yeah, sounds good.
So what do you think about it, Sam?
I don't know. I wasn't in the conversation.
Hey, we just forgot about you for a second there. Sorry, hon.
We were talking about waxing assholes.
Yeah, I know. But I was helping Mick with the microphone here. But Mick, what about you? I know a lot of male porn stars also wax or shave down completely. Do you?
I shaved the bikini zone.
Oh, the bikini zone.
Can we have a viewing?
Oh, my God.
Susie.
Men are doing that these days. They're coughing down there.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're really...
I think they should.
I suppose. Depends what you like to look at and stuff. So.
I think if you're going to have hairy area genitalia down there and you're a guy, I think if it's like... thinner and softer and not so curly, it's good.
Right.
There's nothing
so
worse than ball hair
you know?
In your mouth.
You definitely want something trimmed.
What did you just say?
There's nothing worse than having like hairy balls or ball hair like in your mouth.
Yeah, I can
it's
imagine.
Like, yeah, you're just like
right?
hair ball.
That's another thing in summertime, especially in California, it's too hot after.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Well, we've got a phone call. Let's see who that is here. Like, we don't have enough people in
you
here.
You guys are, I love it. You guys are the best.
Good morning, Sam and Susie. You're on the air.
Hi, Sam. This is High Pitch.
Oh, High Pitch.
Oh, gosh. Okay, probably one of my friends calling in.
No, nobody knows who fucking High Pitch Eric is except for you, mister. Okay.
Or miss.
What do you mean? This is High Pitch.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I was on the Craptacular yesterday.
Uh huh. Okay. Have you ever listened to Howard Stern?
Yes.
Have you been on Howard?
Yes. A few times.
Oh, you have.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was spanked by Howard.
He spanked my butt. My butt.
Really?
Yeah, I let him.
So that was some time ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mick, you're gonna have to just interject anything at any time here. Mick,
because it's a whole party. But let's see what the caller wants. Go ahead.
Sam. Is Tracy Boogie come back?
Is Tracy who there?
Is she here?
Yes, I'm here. Okay.
We can't understand
here,
what the
pitch.
Fuck you're saying.
Yeah, what's your deal?
Your
what's
balls need to drop. And I hope they're not hairy.
This is Greg.
Hello, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Greg is one of our hosts. He's one of the first hosts on our station.
Oh, really?
And he does all the voiceovers that you've heard.
Oh,
the George
cool.
Takei. And
oh,
we've
he's
got,
awesome.
Yeah, he's really awesome.
Oh, so then you're family now, so then you're not going to be mean.
Greg, well, we're so honored. And Greg usually doesn't have time to call into the show because he works, but you managed to call now, and What's going on, Greg?
He's probably calling for Mick.
Yeah, see, I know he's been probably whacking off to Tracy's picture for the past couple days. But go ahead, Greg.
Well, I listened yesterday, and then I had to be on the road today, so I have no wireless internet in my car. But I just wanted to see if Tracy actually made it on the show today.
Yes, I'm here.
She's here. I grabbed her breast, it's legit.
God, that's you?
Yeah. Yes. Hi. Yeah.
I gotta say, I was a big fan of Baywatch, which seems to be a show where you gained a lot of fame, aside from the Playboy stuff, which I liked a lot. But I thought you were a good actress on top of just, you know, looking very nice while you were running with that buoy.
Thank you. And the correction is rescue can, because I used to call it a buoy, too, and they used to say, if you don't get the name right, you're going to get fired. But I know what you're talking about.
Sam, let me tell you something, and be dead honest. On a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is Tracy in person?
You know what? She gets a fucking flat 10. I don't even have to think about it.
You.
I don't have to think about it, right?
Yeah, well, I absolutely agree with that.
It's pretty impressive.
I'm going to cry. Thank you.
Yeah. And her cans are quite, her vessel cans are quite lovely.
Let me put you on the spot again, Sam.
Okay.
So what does that make Susie from a scale of 1 to 10?
Susie is a 10 as
She's
well.
A 10 as well.
Susie's always a 10 in my book. Are you kidding me?
She's gorgeous.
We're just on different scales.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got the exotic sex symbol going on.
You're exotic too, my gosh. Yeah.
No, I'm all American Pie girl.
You're beautiful.
You are. Greg, just imagine having them both in bed at the same time with you.
With Mick. Yeah. And you.
And me as well.
With Mick too.
No, Mick can just watch.
No, Mick can give us the baklava. What is it? The Boku Roku?
The Bukkake.
Bukkake.
The Bukkake.
Yeah.
Shit.
See, he knows what it is.
Bukkake.
Yeah, but
he invented it.
I introduced him to Bukkake today, Greg.
I didn't know what it was.
Damn, you're the man.
Yeah, there you go. Somebody has to do it.
He also taught me what a Sibian is, too.
Yeah.
And now that I don't know, what is that?
It's like a horse saddle type thing with a dildo on it, right?
Oh, okay.
That's correct.
Well, you see, if you went on,
I don't have that one yet. I'll have to get that one.
If you went on Howard now, they'd probably make you go through it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. I'll have to add that
right
one
on the air.
Yeah, I'll add it to my collection.
Greg, thanks so much for calling. Yes.
Can you shut up for a second? Let me ask.
Fuck you. Go ahead.
Now, Tracy, you've been on like Howard Stern and, you know, some other talk shows. So
yes.
Where does, in your professional opinion, where does talk radio on the internet, where does that rank with all your other experience?
I love talk radio. It's the best. It's the only. Are you kidding me? Talk radio.
He means no.
But I mean internet radio versus terrestrial or satellite radio.
Is your appearance here any different from being on terrestrial radio or satellite radio? I mean,
like here versus Howard.
This is amazing. This is better. Everyone's listening, and I have, you know, I have a pretty good fan base. And I mean, am I answering the question?
Yes.
This type of radio,
live talk
radio.
She's saying that LA Talk Radio kicks everyone else's ass.
Of course.
That's what he's trying to get you to say.
What I've been saying. LA Talk Radio does kick ass. Sam and Susie are the best. I don't want to leave. I thought it was going to be in and out in 5 minutes. I've been here for over an hour. I'm so excited.
Almost 2 hours.
Yeah, really?
Yep.
See, we're having so much fun.
Absolutely. But Greg, we're going to let you go because I really want to let Mick speak for a few more minutes. Thank you so much for calling, man.
If you could you please sign a 8x10, give it to Sam so he can send it to me so I can use it in the bathroom later?
Absolutely.
Just going by Playboy, man.
Anything for you. Yeah, go get the Playboy.
Yeah.
I'm in it right now.
Ooh. I had it, but all the pages got stuck together.
I'm sure.
Premature. Okay,
nice to talk to you, Tracy. Goodbye.
Nice to talk to you, Glenn. Have a good day. Okay. A happy Halloween.
She called him Glenn.
Yeah. Oh, is it Glenn?
It's Greg.
Greg. Oh, shit. Sorry,
it's
okay. Greg.
It's okay. It's all right.
I'm so excited. There's a lot of estrogen and testosterone and estrogen in this room.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, but let's go back to Mick real quick, really.
Back to Mick.
Mick, so you've been making films for how long?
9 years.
Wow. How many films do you think you've made?
About 700.
700?
Wow.
So that's at least 700 women, obviously a lot more than that.
Let's say around 1,000 times sex in front of the camera, but not different women because you work many times with the same
ones. With the same women and stuff.
So you're at like 500 women.
Probably.
That's amazing. This is a very ignorant question, but what is it about your job that you love the most? I know it sounds stupid, but you know what I'm saying. Like what? You're doing this obviously because you enjoy sex, right? Or you're doing it for the money?
For both. You know, it's like my main idea to came in industry was to find a job where I can make money with something that I like.
Of course. Hey, I'm all
and
for that
as well. Yeah.
Happens to be in the sex industry, and so
yeah.
And you're good looking.
Yeah.
So why not?
And so so a thousand. So you get paid probably 1,000 times just to bang somebody else.
That's wow. Pretty much it. Yeah.
Wow,
that's a lot of cash.
Cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, have you ever been in a movie with someone we might know? Like a big name or something?
Jenna Jameson or...
Yeah. I haven't been in the movie with Jenna Jameson because I came to America too late.
Oh, yeah. She's not doing it anymore, right? Or is she?
I hear she's pregnant with twins. Twin boys. That's what I
hear. Yes, yes. I hear that,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. With Tito Ortiz.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's the UFC Ultimate Fighting Champion.
Uh-huh.
Love him.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And actually, I was at the Oscars last year at this dinner, and I sat next to them, and they were great. They were very much in love. Awesome. Just for the record, that's an onlooker, my opinion. But okay, back to you. But let's hear more about the pornos.
You know, maybe Lisa Ann.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Ann, I don't know. We
kind of like we shot the Sarah Palin movie.
Oh, you did?
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
Yeah. So it was
wow.
a movie you just made now?
Yes, we shot it like 2 weeks ago.
What's it called?
Sorry.
Sarah Palin something.
I just love this.
But it's going to get released by Hustler. And
an extra porn star.
What?
I just keep looking down at his pants.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm trying not to.
Okay.
No, it's like, you know, it's because Ron Jeremy is a friend of mine. Do you know, have you met Ron?
Yes.
Isn't
I met
he a great
him.
Guy?
He's really cool.
He's really sweet. He's intelligent.
Says, yes.
Oh, he's a classic pianist.
Mm-hmm.
He's really intelligent.
Really?
He's funny. Nicest guy, would do anything for you, and I told him I would never watch his porno. I've never seen Ron Jeremy's work.
Right.
I don't want to see it.
Because you're a friend.
I see him as a friend now, like a brother almost, because we're kind of close, but I don't want to see him that way. But hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I respect him. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
At first, he used to scare me.
Really?
I came from
this. He does look kind of scary.
Yeah, but then, you know, when we first met, we really hit it off. So he's a really good friend of mine. I just saw him the other day at Russell Simmons' party.
Really?
Yeah, and Brett Ratner. And he was there. Anyway, about you again.
Yeah, so what? We want to promote your latest movies. What's your latest movie that you're promoting now?
The latest movie which got released was Pirates Number 2.
Pirates? Okay.
From Digital Playground. It was kind of like a little bit of a remake from the real Pirates movie.
Oh, the Pirates, okay. So you guys already had a Pirates 1 and you did Pirates 2 now?
Yes, but Pirates 2 is already released.
Right.
So we can get
a Hustler.
Yeah.
Can we get a Hustler?
No, that's from Digital Playground.
Digital Playground?
Yeah.
Digital
you know that I used
Playground.
To work for them?
Digital
I made CD-ROMs with stuff for them. They used to be in Chatsworth. I don't know where they are now, but but they seem to have become big. I mean, they were like a startup and stuff, you know. They were just doing like interactive CD-ROM and stuff with girls screwing and all that stuff. So, but cool. So, Digital Playground, the movie is called Pirates 2.
Yes.
And that's with you, right?
What role are you?
Nick Blue? I was...
the Johnny Depp character? Or?
No, I didn't make it that far. I was kind of like a sailor boy. Or
I'm just teasing you. Oh, I touched him.
Is it Nick?
Okay.
Is it rated R?
Yeah, it's rated R.
I'm such a dork.
But... There's another thing I would like to talk with you guys about.
Okay. Except we are out of time.
You guys are great. I'm having a lot
of time. What is it quickly?
Make it short. It's very quick. I had the pleasure to make a real mainstream movie in Austria 1.5 years ago. And it just came in the cinemas like a few weeks ago. And it's called Schlimmer Gets Nimmer.
Okay. Schlimmer Gets Nimmer.
That's a great title.
Yeah. And if you translate it in English, it means it doesn't get worse.
Doesn't get worse.
Yes.
Okay.
And the movie itself, the storyline is kind of like a young director. He tries to make a regular movie, but a friend of his, you know, gives him the link to make a porn movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like they make a porn movie in a regular movie.
I see.
And
okay.
I'm playing actually myself in
That's
the movie,
cool.
But it was a pretty cool part and a pretty interesting experience.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're gonna catch that. But what's the name again now?
Schlimmer Gets Nimmer.
Schlimmer Gets Nimmer or something.
That's pretty hot.
Something like that.
Yeah. You get it, Susie,
pretty
right?
Hot.
You watch it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Listen, guys, we're totally out of time.
Aww.
Mick, thank you so much for coming
Mick
in.
Blue.
Nice to meet you, Mick Blue.
Congratulations.
It sounds
pleasure to meet
it sounds like McNuggets or McFlurry. Like you should be on like the McDonald's, like the dirty X-rated McDonald's menu. Like get a McBlue. And you should have like the picture of being like a cock slapping a girl in the face, just being like, oh, I have a McBlue.
Or kind of like a hot dog advertising.
Oh, yes. You have a hot dog on the menu with your face on it.
Yeah. I love it.
All right. Well, Mick Blue, then go and see Pirates 2. And Tracy Bingham, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you
it's
so much,
Sam. It's probably been one
Susie.
Of the best shows ever, huh, Susie?
Yeah, really? Absolutely. I love you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Just if we can just vote.
Yes, okay.
For me.
Yes, of course. Let's everybody
Not Kato,
vote.
Not Kato, me.
Yes, fuck Kato.
Don't
okay.
even say the word.
Go.
That's not right, you're right.
Either go to our site, click on Tracy's picture on the front page, and just whatever. I think you have to register. So it's much easier if you just pick up your phone real quick, dial 1-888-746-9403 and vote for Tracy to get her own reality show, which means that we're going to benefit from this too, which, hey, we'll have it. And Susie.
Yes?
Are you still here?
I'm looking at all of my friends that are saying they just voted for her.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Because I posted it on my Facebook to have people vote, so I wanted to give her, like, the details.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
I should probably post it on your website, because everyone loves you.
Yeah.
And then I can get more hits, and then you can be on my show.
Yeah. Mick, do you have a website?
To do that.
Mick, do you have a website you want to plug real quick?
I have a website, but I didn't change it for over 3 years.
Okay.
But, I can give you the website.
Go ahead.
It's mickblue.com. It's mickblue.com.
That's good. That's
Sounds
easy.
Cool.
That's good.
Sounds good.
But for everybody who want to contact me, I think it's a better way to contact me on MySpace because everybody's on MySpace
yeah,
right now.
Yeah. Right.
It's pretty much the same name. It's mickblue. And that's it.
Okay. That's pretty cool. I love
Sounds
it.
That's cool.
Let's do that.
Tracy, congratulations
Sam,
again.
Honey, I
good
love
luck
you.
With
Thank
the
you.
Show.
Thank and you. I'll let you know.
Of course.
I
of
will.
Course. I'm going to
oh,
be
you'll
watching.
Know. I'll let
yeah.
you. Yes.
Exactly. We'll know that. And
pretty
you know what
night.
You can do? At least you can call in and we'll talk about it.
Absolutely.
Or you know?
Of course. We're friends forever.
Oh, yeah.
It's
absolutely.
All good. It's all good. And Susie,
Tracy
I love
Bingham.
You too. Likewise. You're the best.
Absolutely.
We're getting together. We're
going to
have that coffee, that chocolate.
We're going to have our Susie's hot chocolate.
Right.
And we're going to have our bitch and swap party.
Absolutely.
Tracy Bingham, definitely the nicest celebrity I've ever met.
Oh, thank you.
I haven't met that many, but I'm telling you, you've got to be one of the nicest people I've
thank
met.
Thank you
really.
So much for saying that. I really
really,
appreciate
really.
It. Thank you.
And
likewise.
We thank your sister Jennifer also.
Oh, Jennifer, yeah. She's
for sitting here, and I hope she's... she's still nursing a hangover, but she'll be fine tomorrow.
She's probably drinking again.
Yeah. And we better go. We have Dr. Michelle coming up right now. And stay tuned. Susie, have a great weekend.
I'll see you Monday.